from our New York studios up in Harlem, and she's back from Los Angeles where she covered the red carpet of the Golden Globe Awards, and she looked good in that red.
Thank you. Thank you. I got heard a lot from my sorors.
Yeah, you were representing.
Loving that crimson. Thank you, guys. It was a lot of fun.
Jackie
so
Reed
fun
goes inside there. Her story. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Well, you know, January is National Human Trafficking Awareness Month, which is much needed. Trafficking of girls and young women continues to be a huge problem right here in the U.S. In fact, you guys, Houston is the leading city for reports of human sex trafficking. I'm going inside her story with Amazon best-selling author and activist Angela Smith. She writes about sex trafficking in her latest novel, Behind Closed Doors 2, which was inspired by real-life events. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Really well. Thanks for joining us. So based on real life, tell us about the sex trafficking encounter that inspired this book.
Right after the release of my first book last year, I had an encounter with a young lady who wanted to share her story with me. And she told me about her experience growing up in, I won't say the city, but her mother actually sold her to a man in that city, and he went on to make arrangements for dates with her with other men. She was 12 at the time, and it went on throughout her junior high school year, and she had a baby at 14 and never saw her baby again. And it was just a really horrible story, and I started doing the research, and I was like, I need to write about this. And so that's
What did she tell you about her relationship with her mother? I mean, what would lead a mother to do something like this?
So this is the really bad part. It wasn't drugs. It wasn't anything like that. It was actually, she was the darker complected child in the family. All of her other siblings were light-skinned, and she swears that is why her mother chose her to earn extra money for her family. Mm. Now, that was a little out there for me, but that's what she said.
Mm. And how has this impacted her life? This happened when she was 12.
Yes.
She had a baby at 14. Where is she? When she met you, how old was she? And how had this impacted who she is as a person?
She's currently in her early 40s, and she had a rough life. I mean, she did some things she shouldn't have done, like some drugs. She actually became a stripper at some point. But she got her life together. She works in healthcare. She has a son who's now in college. She's trying to go back to school. So she actually overcame all of her adversities and went on to be successful. But, you know, there are so many who don't get the opportunity to correct wrongs like that in their lives.
Yeah. Was she able to escape that life, or did she just age out of it?
She basically left home when she was 16, and she married early. She married a drug dealer. And so that opened up a whole lot of other issues, but she got herself out of that situation with this drug dealer and moved on.
It sounds like something out of a book or a movie, the story that you're telling.
Mm-hmm.
Is it easier to get the message across through fiction or a fiction book based upon a nonfiction situation?
That's a good question. So Dana is real. Her mother is obviously real, and the character Mr. James is real. But the way I chose to present the story was to fictionalize the other characters so that I can make other points. So I took Dana's story and built everything else around it. So, like, and without giving any spoilers, the mother in the book was on drugs. Mr. James had a life that I describe in the book. So it was easier to fictionalize the story instead of making it a real story, because it gave me an opportunity to address other issues.
Now, I know you want to raise awareness through the books that you write, because you often write about social injustices and mm-hmm. perils of urban living. What do you want people to learn about sex trafficking through your book?
I want people to, if you see a young lady and you know that this child, this girl, was coming to school with raggedy clothes, and all of a sudden now she's got on new shoes, beautiful outfits, her hair's done. And you know nothing in her life changed, investigate. Because many times these girls, they give themselves into the lifestyle and they end up embracing it. And they began seeing it as an opportunity to actually obtain the superficial wealth that we're so obsessed with in the urban community. So if you see someone and you have a question or an instinct, you know, investigate and, you know, reach out and see if you can actually find out if something like this is going on. So we need to just recognize subtle things that get missed.
What's the difference in sex trafficking and pimping?
There's really no difference. Actually, pimping in the way that we think of it is, you know, a man who's pandering women on the street. But like Dana's story, but it's familial human trafficking, meaning your mother, your caretaker, is actually your pimp. And the people that seek your services, it could be the deacon in the church, the janitor at the school. It's very obscure. It's not visible. And so it's basically the same thing, but the details are just different.
And high-profile stories like Jared from Subway, where they prey upon children and child pornography, that plays a part in the sex trafficking as well, doesn't it?
Social media is one of the biggest ways to actually get caught up into something like this. There are websites all over where you can actually do this, and it's not illegal yet, you know, so to speak.
Mm. Well, the book is Behind Closed Doors, too. You can find it on Amazon. Angela, thank you for being our guest, and thank you for what you do. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
What a story.
Keep up the great work.
Wow. Good job, Jackie.
Thanks, you guys.
All right.